WD0EUF from WX0RG.
Go ahead, Red Bull, it's WD0EUF.
Stan, we're out and about in Newton right now, but ought to be home. What time do you suppose this stuff's going to be moving through?
I haven't seen any speed on this system. I know it is building intensity. I was in the Goddard and Cheney Lake area, the last report I saw on TV. But I'll get the WeatherTap loaded here and get it running and be monitoring that a lot closer. And that gives me a good indication of speed of movement.
All right, well, yell at me if you're going to need net control. I can scoot back home and do it. And I won't be too far from a radio. We're going to find a place to eat and then be out for a little bit. But I'll be back with you pretty quick.
On business, it's WD0EUF, clear and monitoring.
WX0RG, clear.
KB0RWI, they just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Marion and McPherson counties till 6:45. Just the western edge of Marion County, and it's going through the western part of Harvey County, and we might get a few drops of rain in the city of Newton. Looks like 2-inch hail is being estimated right now. KV0RW.
Okay, Ken, thanks for that update. WD0EUF clear.
Providing dependable Aries and Skywarn coverage for over half of Kansas. This is the K-Link repeater network.
It's 6 o'clock.
WX0RG from WB0EUF. EUF there.
KD0UKN, monitoring.
KD0UKN, WB0EUF.
WD0EUF, KD0UKN, we've got golf ball size hail and limbs coming down over here at Galva.
All right, I understand that. Would you have an estimate on the wind speed? Thank you. We're just getting strong winds and dirt at the present time. I think you're kind of in line with more of the core of the system as it moves across, and there's another cell kind of right behind it, Randall.
Okay, and we do have some ping-pong-sized hail coming down, quite a bit of it.
Okay, thanks for that report. KR0L or WX0RG, are you on frequency?
KB0BI, I can relay that to the Weather Service. Where is that report from the, from Galva?
Okay, farm business, yes. Galva is 6 miles east of McPherson on Highway 56. Ping-pong size hail and tree limbs coming down 8 inches in diameter there at...
WD0EUS, here's KR0L. Is the Galva station still monitoring? Here's KR0L.
KR0L, KZ. 0 PMK. I just passed through Galva. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Patrick. I'm mobile in Mound Ridge, and I've been keeping an eye on that second cell. It seems to be fizzling. So I think that you guys are probably going to be, at least from that second cell, probably not going to take as big of a hit unless it re-strengthens.
Yeah, copy. I was seeing that too. The storm that's up ahead is taking all the strength out of it. I was going east out of it, see if I could take a little look at it. And that's one storm, but it's just moving too fast. They have got a lot of damage to Galvin. I saw tin roofs that were blowing off. Also, I think Lizard has already gotten a fairly bad train that's lost some rail cars that got blown over too, so they've got some issues in Galvin right now.
My goodness, that's pretty strong. Yeah, all right. I'm going to be heading on in the building here, so thanks, Patrick. 73's KR0, all clear.
70EUF, Patrick Randall said they have also lost power in Galva, and it looks to me like the remaining cell will probably follow about that same route again. It's sliding a little more east than originally indicated, so I think it'll come across Galva Canton area as well, but it is weakening.
Yeah, Roger. I got Pickle 3, and I was seeing that already. As I told RL, that storm ahead that basically is on that run one right now. Also, he's got that traffic about issues in Galva, that they do have some tin roofs that was torn off. Also, there was a train that was passing through Galva, and they apparently had rail cars that were blown off the tracks because of this wind.
Okay, do you know where KD0UKN lives? He's right on 56 Highway there.
Negative. I'm just getting ready to come to Kansas. I can turn around and I head back that way and check on him quickly.
He's just about one block, maybe two, west of the Main Street intersection there with Highway 56. Indicated he did have rough damage as well as loss of commercial power. So when you come back through, you might stop in there, see if he needs any assistance.
Okay, so if I do get you around in Kent here, I'll take a look. I'll go by there quickly and check on him, and I will let you know. K0PMK.
WD0EUF, monitoring.
K0PMK, KB0RWI, that train definitely was blown off tracks due to the wind.
Sent that report was that there was rail cars off the tracks in Galva.
A moving train, or was that just cars on a siding?
No other details other than they were off the track, so that's all we know at this time. EUF there.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to get a hold of Patrick to see whether it was a moving train. He said it was causing traffic issues.
PMK.
RWI, go ahead, PM.
I am not near that train right now. I'm monitoring scanner traffic. Just for my safety, just for general information, not to be relayed to the weather service. So I drove by. This Main Street in Galva is not blocked. Staying is not blocked, but they have other issues in Galva right now with down power lines that I'm hearing about.
Okay, it looks like your LEC is working up there, so they just reported that train. KB0RW.
Covering 220 miles of K96 from Dighton to Wichita. This is the K-Link repeater network.
It's 7 o'clock.
WX0RG listening.
WX0RG, WD0EUF.
Well, just checking back in. We're on our way back home, and it sounds like you had a little excitement.
Well, the city of Galva took the brunt of it. We got just enough sprinkles to make mud on the vehicles, and that's about it. Did have some strong winds at times, but tree limbs down in the area here. But Galva had quite a bit of damage.
Did they have actual wind damage or hail, or what did they have?
Combination of all of the above. I understand there were some rail cars off the track. There was one building at least damaged there in the city of Galva. Some roof damage, 3/4 of an inch of rain along with all of that. So it was quite intense going through there. I've also had some damage out at the Maxwell Game Reserve, and they're riding fence right now to see if they...
Stan, you timed out there.
Just saying they did have the brunt of that storm went through the Maxwell Game Reserve, and they're out riding fence now to see if they have any damage that away. But I think that was kind of the core as it moved down northeast.
Well, I'm on East Lake Road, north of Harvey County East, just driving into Marion County. It's bone dry here. There wasn't a thing.
Okay, there is a new development of a system from Ashland up it's even north of Great Bend up towards St. John that is building quite rapidly, but still continuing north-northeast. I'm not sure if the lower end of that might cross us in a couple of hours, but it's sure adding intensity all the time.
Yeah, I can see the shelf hanging out here. And, well, I'm going to be home and can do net if that becomes necessary tonight. Just basically wanted to check in with you.
Okay, I'm wondering if they've cut us loose from the rest of the K-Link. Haven't heard anything from the guys on up north. I think they've got some activity up there. They've probably broke us off at Minneapolis.
Yeah, the architecture is such that they can split us off pretty easy and keep some of the Wichita and other local traffic.
Okay, Tyler, did you have any wind there in Lindsborg as the thing moved through? It was quite a bit east of you, but I wondered about the wind.
Well, I was actually in Marquette when I went through. Lindsborg got a pretty good rain shower, but it didn't get any kind of rain or anything in Marquette. The wind did probably pick up the gusts around 40 to 50. And then really good shower. They had a really good shower here in Lindsborg. Otherwise, that was about it.
Okay, real good. Thanks for the report, and keep an eye on it. There is another system that'll be in the general area here in a few hours.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing, too. As I could look out west, it looks like it's pretty dark and still building. You kind of feel the humidity in the air, and the air just kind of feels like you can still do something. And I was listening to my aunt and uncle's fire and police radio while they were kind of working, and thought they were going to have to go up there too. It sounds like Galva got hit really bad, so that's KC0ZMC.
Okay, Tyler, WD0EUF, clear and monitoring.
D0EUF, this is KD00. We got dark back in the south falling out here, so about southwest of falling out here, real dark.
Okay, Bob, there is another system out there that's traveling north-northeast, so keep your eyes on it. WBZ Road.